This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. One of the beautiful things about coming to Beijing is that more and more you have an opportunity to get up close and personal and interact with an expat, someone who actually took the plunge before you and immersed themselves in the culture and went from being an outsider to an insider. And my next guest certainly qualifies as that. She's the founder of the Beijing Expat Guide. It's Ruth Vale. Hey, Ruth.
Hey, Peter. Pleasure
now,
to be here.
Now, you came here not because you woke up one morning and said, I can't wait to go to Beijing. You came here because your husband got reassigned here.
Yes, not necessarily reassigned, but it was our choice to come here.
Yes. So, well, okay, yeah. But you didn't wake up one morning and say, I have to go to Beijing. It was given to you as a choice and you came.
That's true.
But you knew nothing about Beijing before you got here.
Right? Oh, we came here on travels before, actually. What you mentioned, over the years, it had changed so much.
Yeah.
We've been here in 2006 for the first time versus when we came in 2011. It's been a huge difference.
Well, between 2000, you had the Olympics between then, so the huge building and the airport and everything else.
Yeah, and about 5, 6, 7 more subway lines and tens of more subway stops and new freeways and everything.
Is the subway here traveler-friendly?
It is traveler-friendly in terms of language and ease of use. It can be extremely crowded during rush hour.
Well, welcome to Japan, the same thing. I mean, right? People are pushing you in all the time.
Yeah, same here.
What was the first lesson that you learned when you think about, once you moved here, that you weren't expecting?
I think one of the things I learned very quickly is to be very patient and to learn some basic Chinese as soon as possible.
Like help?
like taxi Chinese, getting directions, getting simple things, learning especially food Chinese. We started out living a little bit on the outskirts of Beijing before moving closer to the center. So there, not much English was spoken.
It wasn't... Now, when you say food Chinese, give me an example.
Being able to know the things on the menu, asking for some favorite dishes, even if you cannot read the menu because you can't read characters, knowing what different things are, like the noodles that May explained earlier. So to be able to order those things in a restaurant where no one speaks English and the menu is written in Chinese characters.
I gotcha. And then, of course, you have to figure out your way around because this is a city that keeps expanding. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
That is true. It's just the sheer size of Beijing, getting from A to B can take forever. In a subway, it's often an hour and a half to go from the outskirts to more of the city center. In car, it can be much faster, but in rush hour, it can be also much, much slower, and then you're just completely stuck. So
you've learned to bring books.
What was that?
You've learned to bring some books along.
Yeah, like everyone is on the subway on their smartphone, often actually watching US TV series with Chinese subtitles.
And the most popular US TV series? Which one is it?
Friends was very popular for a long time.
Right.
The Big Bang Theory was really popular as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The Big Bang Theory. Very happy about that because that's a CBS show. I'm on CBS, so mm-hmm. Very good. I love it. Big Bang Theory in China.
Yes.
I love that. Safety is not really an issue here because it's a very safe place to be.
It depends, and that's actually an answer you will get from many things you was in Beijing. If you look at road safety, it's not necessarily a very safe place.
No, that part again.
You have to be very careful, everyone. But if you're talking about like going out, walking somewhere in the evening, in terms of violent crime, it's a very safe place.
Yeah, you mentioned road safety. I think the toughest job here in Beijing would have to be insurance claims adjuster. Because it's bumper cars out there. It is bumper cars out there.
And those little tricycles and bikes and or electrical bikes and scooters and pedestrians. Unlike India, at least not cows, but it's pretty crowded.
I think we should throw some cows in there too. It would make it much more interesting.
Yeah.
When I first came here, you could count the number of cars on the fingers of two hands in the middle of downtown Beijing. There would be a couple of black government cars and that was it. Everybody else is on bicycle, moving very slowly. Now everybody's moving fast when they can move fast and the cars are everywhere. What about the infrastructure itself? About there's so many new restaurants opening up, museums, art galleries. I mean, as an expat here, right, as you've written the guide, I mean, what do you tell everybody? What are your choices? Places that they shouldn't miss. I'm not talking about the Forbidden City or the Great Wall. I'm talking about things that you know that might not be on everybody's radar.
think one of the things you shouldn't miss is actually seeing the normal Beijing life, getting lost on purpose, wandering the little streets, especially in the off hours, maybe earlier in the morning or later in the evening, and just see how life happens here, how things are different, how much is going on the streets, especially in summertime when many of the buildings are not ventilated that well. So that's, I think, what makes it an interesting experience.
Because if they're not ventilated that well, means everybody's on the street at night.
Yes.
Right? Nobody wants to be inside.
Right. And also very good is getting up early in the morning, go to one of those local parks, because there's a lot of activity, people practicing Tai Chi, but also more modern style aerobic with dance and music and everything. So it's a pretty interesting place. Life happens outside.
Life does happen outside.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer, but every once in a while in the winter too. Ruth Valley, the founder of the Beijing Expat Guide. Ruth, thanks so much for joining us. And by the way, she's absolutely right. Get outside. Don't just take the guidebook. Just start walking. When you leave the hotel, get a little card in Chinese that tells everybody where the hotel is, and then just start walking. Then you can show it to the cab driver later and cross your fingers. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more coming on Peter Greenberg Worldwide when we return to Beijing right after this.